Coach, what's the most important storyline tonight, the way you played or the fact you didn't get the second point?
Well, in our room, it's going to be the way we played. It's the template of the game that I think we've been building to since Vancouver. It was a well-played game, hard-fought game, good pace, good intensity, discipline, but hard. Penalty killing, got good saves, had good chances. I don't have a lot of complaints here.
Why do you think the game was that physical?
Because both teams can. Both teams can skate, and that's their game. That's the way they play when they play well, and it's the way we play when we play well. And the energy was right from the start for both. I thought we got a real good jump out of the gate and got some pucks to the net and settled into a real hard grind.
It's almost like you and Ken Hitchcock both kind of saw it coming, too. Was there a bit of a message sending, too, for future games? Or?
No, I don't know that we've, in all the games that we've played against, some of us going back to last year, they've all looked like that. They're very structured in the way they're going to play, and they're going to try to beat you that way and that way only, and that's what we're trying to get to.
I know you'd never use your injured players as an excuse for not winning a game, but do you use the fact that guys like Blake Wheeler and Pro are out of the lineup as motivation going forward against a team like this?
More confidence going forward in that we can play that well with injured forwards out of our lineup, key offensive guys. I thought Mark Scheifele's line generated 12 shots on goal. That looks like a pretty good line. I was real happy, especially with Drew Stafford's game tonight. I like Fro there. Hopefully Blake comes back sooner rather than later. We think he will. So there's some depth up front that I think in the last month maybe we've been lacking at times. But some chemistry there maybe.
Given his day, what did you think of Talusti's response
tonight? That's the safest game he plays. That's what happens. The guys that he plays with get shots on goal. They don't give up a whole lot as a line. He gets pucks out. He gets them in, but he's capable of doing some things in some tight area. I think as he's a conscientious player, so as he gets more comfortable with what he needs to do when we don't have the puck, you'll see him jumping into holes a little bit more. Tough travel day, but I like the line.
Since you got the point, is this the type of game that you grow from? Because it seems like with your answers, you feel like there were a lot of positives. It's not a game you need to turn the page from.
No, all positives. I didn't think we were lacking in any area. It was a real hard battle. I thought we had some real good chances. They had a few a little later. But that's the game that we can be responsible for. We can come to the next game, the rink, and you bring that game every night. Then you're proud of the way you play. You've got a real good chance of winning every night, and we're responsible for that.
Slightly bigger picture, looking at this four-game homestand, not too bad to get 3 points out of those two divisional games. Yes?
Well, it's a homestand, and we should have good energy for them. It's the first time it feels like we've been here for a block of games where we'll have some practice time and rest time built in, so we should be able to keep that energy level high.
You mentioned his name, Paul, and we won't see you tomorrow, but is Blake Wheeler a potential player for Sunday's game?
Yes.
Well, given a physical team that St. Louis is, and you guys have taken your share of penalties in the past, given how physical this game was today, is there progress going on or as far as discipline, or is it?
Well, I thought that was an exceptionally well-refereed game. And because both teams probably got away with a few things here and there, the ledger was good. We were disciplined, hit first or stick on puck. We weren't behind the play, so we weren't reaching in very much. Neither were they. But I thought the two guys on the ice had a real good feel of when to come over to the bench and tell everybody to settle down. And I thought they did a great job managing the game and managing the emotions of the game.
Paul, it's a hard, heavy game. Did you see anything tonight out of Michael Hutchinson that you didn't already know, especially in the overtime?
No, that's the guy that we've seen all year.